I've always thought that was a fantastic national anthem, and now I think it even more having heard it endlessly over the last few days for obvious and understandable reasons. Prince William has hailed tonight's football match between England and France as a powerful message of unity in defiance of the threat from Islamic State terrorists. He is there, or he will be there. The Prime Minister is going to go there. We heard from Sadiq Khan as well. I'm sure there'll be as many people as possible in the public eye who want to go, who'll be able to go. Alex Goldberg joins me, chair of the FA's faith group, who'll be attending the game tonight with nine other faith group heads. Good afternoon to you, Alex.
Good afternoon, Sheila.
Tell me a little about your role and their role in the event tonight. I imagine in the warm-up there'll be some reference to this.
I don't know. The FA's trying. I mean, obviously, things are happening pretty quickly. And we were supposed to go anyway. So, it's also an act of solidarity and a recognition of the work that we do. And I think given in the light of the attacks on Paris, the work we do is bring different faith communities together through sport. So we have Rimla, who is head of the Muslim Sports Women's Federation. We have somebody from the City Sikhs Network who works with Sikh kids. And we also have Maccabi GB, which is a Jewish group, and also the head of Sports Chaplaincy UK, which is a Christian group. But what we've also been doing in the last 3 years at Wembley is bringing Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Sikh and Catholic and Anglican schools together over a one-year program where they learn about each other, they learn about each other's faith, and also they play a bit of football. And it's identity through football. But I think that's what tonight's about. You were telling me, telling your listeners about how much you like the
French national anthem. Yeah,
and of course the words are, some of it's quite bloodthirsty, obviously, but the actual word is citizens to the arms. And I think this is our modern response. We are arming ourselves by being together, by being in solidarity, and also interacting together. And that's our form of citizenship. I think the fact that we're gathering tonight at Wembley, and we seem to be joined by more and more political leaders and even members of the royal family. Obviously, Prince William is president of the FA.
That's not that unusual, though, is it, in the big games? I know this is just a friendly, but it's changed now.
Yeah, I think it's taken a whole new level, given the poignancy of it all. But, you know, it's not all that surprising, the big games. I think what will be surprising tonight is that 40, 50,000 England fans will be singing the French national anthem.
Well, they'll try.
We will try.
They'll try, yeah. I mean, I tweeted the French lyrics and there was an English translation going around as well. But, I mean, you know, people will do their level best if they don't speak French to have a go, I'm sure. But it is...
But the thing is they'll want to have a go because we want, you know, sometimes things are bigger than sport. And the fact that this game has been organised for a long time, the fact that the French players are very keen to play it, the fact they're trying to show normality in the face of adversity and atrocities is huge. This is very close to home for me. I lived in Paris for 4 years. The attacks happened near where I used to live. One of my friends left the bar just 10 minutes before his bar
was attacked
in the street. Yeah, so he's shot up. And actually, there are many people that witnessed, you know, you hear eyewitness accounts, and he's one of them. And so this is very close to me and close to also my family who are educated in France. I've been given an extra ticket, so my son's coming along tonight. He's very pro-England normally, but this week he has a slight mixed loyalties, having spent 4 or 5 years. He's quite young.
It's great to hear the work that the FA Faith Group is doing with those young people from different faith backgrounds and sort of coalescing around, you know, the sport itself. Matches like tonight, as you rightly point out, sport is a huge sort of human glue, isn't it? Even though it's competitive.
We are sometimes allowed to take the FA Cup in and around schools in London. We bring schools together, and even if they have ethnic, you know, even if the schools are predominantly, we bring them together, are from one religion or one ethnic group, when they meet with other schools, it's new for them. But when we bring out the FA Cup, it's like a national treasure and symbol that everybody can identify with. Just say the World Cup, but I haven't got hold of that yet.
Do you think this is one occasion, Alex, where Abide With Me might not get a look in?
I know it's a hymn, but I'm actually a Jewish chaplain, but I actually like the song "Abide with Me." If the chief rabbi is listening, sorry, but I like it.
He's not listening. He's always on Radio 4. Don't worry, he's not listening to us. Thanks, Alex. Alex Goldberg, chair of the FA's faith group, who will be attending the game tonight along with 9 other faith group heads, as well as the Prime Minister. And Prince William will be there as well. And many, many thousands of fans who will, I'm sure, will want in whatever way they can to belt it out for the French. Some news.